מסכת מכות פרק ב' משנה ח', כיוצא בו רוצח שגלה לעיד מקלטוף, a killer went to the עיד מקלט, ורצו אנשי העיר לכבדו, and the people of the city wanted to give him honor, יאמר להם רוצח אני. He has to tell them that he's a killer and he doesn't receive honor. He should push it away. Amru lo, af al pichin, yekabel mehen. If they tell him, no, we still want to give you honor, even though we know that you're a killer, he's allowed to accept the honor from them. Shene'emar, like the Pasuk tells us, veze devar haroseyah. This is the matter or the word of the killer. This tells us that as long as the killer is open with what his status is, once he reveals it to them, he's done his job, and if the people of the town insist, they want to give him honor, he's allowed to accept it from them. We have a machloket now about if the killer has to pay rent to the Leviim for living in the Id Miklat. We've stated there are 48 cities that were designated for the Leviim to live in. Six of them specifically were the Arei Miklat that were designated as such. The other 42 are cities of the Leviim, but they weren't designated as an Id Miklat. But technically, even though those six were designated, the other 42 as well could serve as an Id Miklat if somebody goes there. The Mahloket we're going to have now is only about those other 42 cities. Everybody agrees, the Mahloket that we're about to have, both opinions agree that there's no need to pay rent on the six cities of the Arei Miklat that were designated as such. But the Mahloket is only about the other 42 cities. Ma'alin hayu sachar la-Leviim, divrei Rabbi Yehuda, says Rabbi Yehuda, the killer would pay rent to the Leviim for living in their homes in the Id Miklat, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir omer, lo hayu ma'alin lahen sachar. Rabbi Meir says, no, the killer would not have to pay any rent to the Leviim, even in those other 42 cities. The Torah gives the rights to the killer to live in the Id Miklat free of charge. After eventually the killer is freed from the Id Miklat, when the Kohen Gadol dies, what happens to him? V'chozer l'srara shehayaba. After he finishes his galut from the Id Miklat, the killer returns to the position that he had before he was sent there. If he was the Av Bet Din, the head judge of the court, he goes back to this position. He finished what he needed to do. He atoned for his avera, and therefore we bring him back to normal. We shouldn't hold this above him for his entire life. Rabbi Yehuda omer, lo haya chozer l'srara shehayaba. Says Rabbi Yehuda, no. Even though he did kapara, even though he did teshuvah for whatever he did wrong, even though it was by mistake, he did something that disqualifies him from having a public position of honor. So says Rabbi Yehuda, he does not return to his original position.